If I said I'd be back in a second, I'd literally be back in 9,192,631,770 cycles of a cesium atom. Why is that important? Well, the cycles of a cesium atom have a lot more to do with life than you ever imagined. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You may have heard of the atomic clock, the world's most accurate time measuring device. Tom O'Brien is chief of the Time and Frequency Division at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado.
What we're using at is not keep track of the time of day. We're using it to say how many ticks does it take to make exactly 1 second.
The atomic clock is rather used to calibrate all other clocks. It measures the 9,192,000,000 cycles of a cesium atom that occur in what we call a second. That means this clock is dividing 1 second into over 9 billion parts per second in order to keep accurate time.
We're going to need even better timing and synchronization. We're going to look at optical transitions in atoms. Instead of being at about 9 or 10 billion cycles a second, they'll be about 100,000 times faster.
That will increase the accuracy of this clock from its current 1 second in 80 million years to being accurate to within 1 second in several billion years. O'Brien says timekeeping is actually influenced by celestial forces.
The strength of gravity very slightly affects the ticking rate of clocks. We're having this interview in Boulder, Colorado. We're about 5,700 feet above sea level. At that height, our clock actually ticks significantly faster than it would if we had the same clock at sea level. That comes from Einstein's theory of relativity, which says that basically the stronger the gravitational field is, the slower a clock ticks.
What that means is that time can be used to measure gravity, and such precise measurements can help us find a deposit of oil that is less dense below the Earth. It can help precisely pinpoint locations using global positioning systems. To us, it's simply the ticking of a clock. But to Tom O'Brien, the accurate measure of time is vital to the world around us. Traveling the countryside in Boulder, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.